Okay, let's see here. It's time to go over to Bellevue, or Bellevue, excuse me, and Suzanne. Hi, Suzanne. Is Suzanne there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. You cut out for a minute. I have two unrelated questions. First of all, I should tell you my age, 84.
Yay.
I are you there?
Yeah, I said yay and congratulations.
Okay. I'm considering taking Fosamax, and I know all the pros and cons, but I do have severe osteoporosis, according to the DEXA, on my femoral necks of my hips. And it's 62 and 63% of young normal values. Now, I'm already taking everything for bone health, which is calcium, magnesium, strontium, boron, manganese, vitamin K, BioCell, and everything else. I take a lot of supplements. But there's one thing that's missing, and that is bioidentical hormones. And
Oops.
I tried taking bioidentical hormones 25 years ago at the very lowest dose, and they just did not agree with me. And the thing is, I'd rather take Fosamax rather than risk a hip fracture, and I just want your opinion.
Okay, ma'am. Couple of things. One, thank you for telling me you're 84, because I'm going to tell you about Dr. Nancy Van Zandt, who was at the Mayo Clinic at the time. She's a professor there. They have professors as well as a clinic. And she published in 1932, ma'am. She published about, let me see how many people it was. Oh, yes, 3,400 people. And these were all adults, ages 25 to 60. And she'd pumped all their tummies, which was the test of the time for checking stomach acid. We no longer have to do that, but that was the time. And what she reported is by the time we all get to be 60, ma'am, not 84, but 60, 50% of us have diminished, I didn't say totally eliminated, but diminished stomach acid. Now, we can take all the minerals we want to, and if our stomach acid is diminished, they are not going to get adequately separated from whatever matrix they're in, whether it's in the food or in the pill, and assimilated into the body. They're just not going to get in. I heard you're taking a good list, and there's some other ones I might suggest, but I won't go on and on about that. What I am going to go on about is anyone who is over 60 has this 50% chance and greater. And I'd say of all the 80-year-olds we've tested at Tahoma Clinic, and this is since we got the test equipment from Germany. It's electronic. It doesn't involve pumping the stomach, thank God. Since they've got that test equipment from Germany, I would say that there have been maybe at most 5 or 6 80-year-olds who had perfectly normal stomach acid, ma'am. And without that acid, I'm sorry, the assimilation ain't going to work. And so we can do all the good things you're doing, and I'm not saying it won't work at all, but it won't work near as well as it should, ma'am. So that's one thing to be considering when we're 84. Now, the next thing is those bioidentical hormones. We've worked with other women who've reacted adversely to bioidentical hormones. I learned early on in my career, it's a convention, my goodness, it was 1981, that it is possible for a woman to be allergic to her own estrogen progesterone. It is possible for a man to be allergic to his own testosterone. And in that context, it's possible for kids who have ADHD to be allergic to their own brain molecules called neurotransmitters. So what we do when we run into any of those situations is we say, oh, well, let's find out. Are you allergic to it? Is that what's going on? And usually it's the case when there's an adverse reaction. And then we say, oh, well, let's desensitize it. And so we desensitize it. And now it can be used without those adverse reactions. Now, certainly not every adverse reaction to a molecule is a allergy or hypersensitivity. Occasionally it's a metabolic thing, genetic. But if you were a young woman having menstrual periods and were not reacting to your own hormones then, there's a very good chance, ma'am, that you were allergic to either the hormones or their carrier base or something, and it needs desensitizing. And good grief, could you get back to them at age 84? Why, yes, you can. In fact, even in mainstream medicine, they have proven that if we have someone, a woman this is, who is in her 60s, 70s, 80s, has not taken hormones since she went through menopause, that we can turn back on the brain response to those hormones within 3 or 4 months with nothing more than working on what's called the cholinergic pathway in the brain, which can be done with materials out of the health food store. It's so safe. So anyway, ma'am, that's a long answer, but there you are. I would get after the bioidentical hormones, find out if you're allergic to them. I'd find out about my digestion, and I'd put the Fosamax on hold till then, till I find those things out.
Oh, I'm already taking hydrochloric acid, but maybe
good
I'm not taking
you.
Enough. But you kind of cut out on something. What other tests should I have besides the hydrochloric acid level?
Oh, okay. You should be screened to see if you're hypersensitive to the hormones and their carrier bases that are used in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, ma'am. That's the other
okay.
test. It's called screening. And by the way, the best way to tell if you're taking enough hydrochloric acid pepsin, you can do on your own without a doctor. Imagine that. You get yourself what's called a hair mineral analysis, and if too many of your minerals are below median, you're not taking enough hydrochloric acid to get them separated from the food and into you. And Washington is one of 27 states where folks can actually order their own lab tests, and the only place in Washington state that does that lab test happens to be one, yes, where I am medical director, called the Meridian Valley Lab. You can actually call them up and they'll send you the test kit. You don't even have to go there because you clip some hair and send it back to them. And then within about 10 days to 2 weeks, you get the results back if you wish to do that, ma'am.
What's the name of the test?
Hair mineral analysis. They analyze all the minerals that are found in the body in a piece of hair.
Okay, I'll take your advice. What do you think about Fosamax?
I think that if we can get a woman absorbing properly, that the combination of minerals found in a product called Osteomins, which is, and you do have quite a number of the minerals that are found in there, ma'am, but you might go read the label, O-S-T-O-M-I-N-S, that I have worked with women who are meticulous about keeping records. They're usually accountants and engineers, just like the guys who keep meticulous records. And those women have gone from moderately severe osteoporosis to normal. It's taken them 5 or 6 years, but on even the very first follow-up DEXA scan, oh my goodness, things are getting better rather than worse. And of course, that's always preferable to Fosamax, which does have its potential adverse effects. So I don't bother to use Fosamax anymore. I just make sure the lady is absorbing things. Here comes the Osteomins, and things get better.
Okay, that's good advice. I just have a real quick question. I have, this is not related to that. I have a friend in California who has just been diagnosed with ampullary carcinoma, and it has not spread. Can you recommend any alternative to doctors in California for this condition?
Yes, ma'am, and then I'll have to go because I blabbed past our break, I can see. So anyway, go to all the W's and ACAM.org.
ACEM.
No, ACAM.org.
O-R-G?
Yep, for organization. And go there, click find a physician, put in the postal code for that person, you'll find several.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, ma'am, and I'm sorry, everybody, I blabbed past that break. I'll shut up now.